Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
All right, let's go. Let's get this thing done. We got places to go. We're movers and shakers today. Mm-hmm. Whew, I'm out of breath because I just ran up the stairs. I mean, I'm telling you, we gotta get our lives under control, Jody. We got too much crap going on. So she comes in there. Well, hang on a minute. Let's talk about Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress first. They're our sponsor. And if you need anything in the way of furniture or bedroom stuff, like the sleep technology, those mattresses and pillows and all that stuff, they are there and ready to help you. They're good people.
Yeah. Go check out that new couch they have that I'm dying to get.
Well, what's it called? New couch? Is it just listed?
It's called New Couch.
New Couch. So go in there and say, Jody says, we want to see New Couch.
Yeah, I love it.
Hang on, my hat's crooked.
I love it. I did see they commented on one of our posts that for us to come do our podcast in those swivel chairs. Swivel reclining chair. Yeah, heck yeah.
We'll do it. Is my hat crooked?
Yeah.
Fix it.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I look at it in this, and it's back. It's
shouldn't even
reversed.
Be looking in that.
I'm going ahead. So what about Sweet Dreams?
That they said to come do the podcast at their place in their swivel chairs. So
those are the new ones. Are they the ones that?
They're like ours, but they're the newer ones.
So you push a button and it reclines.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're fancy.
Yes. So we do need to get that going. I think that would be fun to go over there.
Yeah. And I want to sleep on that new couch. Take a little nap. Of course, you know, I have to wear that plastic bag on my head.
I was going to say, you're going to need plastic on it.
Yeah, because I got oily head.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got oily. My body's oily.
You're just an oily man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for the couch's protection.
Yeah.
We would need that.
Yeah.
So great delivery team, great prices, great everything. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress all over the Lake Norman area and delivering here and yon, you know, with that great delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
So sounds like a sweet deal to me. Go to tjriggins.com/mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. All right. So Jody came in there. I was on a business call. It was on speaker.
Which you're always on a business call.
I know. And you're always so nosy about them too. Because you'll sit in there and then I'll try to say something to you. Mm-hmm. But then you don't say anything back.
Well, I'm listening.
Yeah, I know.
I'm taking the information in. I don't know if you're aware, but I'm thrown into this business now. So there's things I have to hear and know. I didn't ask for it.
But then say something when you're in there.
Why? What do I say?
You just sit there.
Well, what do I say? Y'all are in the middle of a conversation.
But if you're
going to
jump up in it.
I'm just listening. Mm-hmm. You tell people I'm in there so they don't say stuff about me.
Of course.
Do people talk about me?
Yes.
Okay, well,
constantly.
Then I'm quitting this job.
Everybody's always talking about
me. I'm resigning.
They call you narcissism mean, vicious. They call you all kinds of stuff, and I have to agree with them. I mean, I don't.
Right. But I do, I do listen because I've been thrown into this to listen.
But, I mean, then if you're going to listen, then come up from at the beginning of all of them.
I can't help it. I just got home, and you're in the middle of a call.
Or better yet, you can talk to people instead of me talking to people.
I do.
No, I'm saying all of it. All of it.
It's not my business.
I do not like it.
It's your business.
Not one bit. Do you see how tired I am?
I'm exhausted too.
I've got Christmas eyes.
Oh, God.
Red and green, baby. Red and green. No sleep. No rest for the wicked.
Did you sleep last night?
Yeah. I slept almost to my alarm.
That's good.
My alarm goes off at 3 in the mornings, and I woke up at about 2:30. So.
That's good for you.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Good. Maybe you'll sleep some this weekend.
Nuh-uh. We're going to a wedding. We're going off to a...
Well, we're not going to be at the wedding all night.
It's a late night wedding. It's until 10.
Until 10. Gosh.
Yeah, so we're going to Charleston.
Charleston. We're actually going to Mount Pleasant.
But people don't know Mount Pleasant.
I bet they do.
I mean, people from other states and stuff.
We're going, yeah, over the bridge from Charleston.
Charleston.
Do you want to go early on Friday and stop in Charleston?
I don't want to go to Charleston.
I know, me either. I do like Shem Creek, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go there if it's a beautiful day.
So where was that place that our friend Tim was at, that fancy men's clothing store in Charleston?
I have no idea.
Where he was in a tank top, but he was pointing out that he's the model on the wall.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Was that in Charleston itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what store it was, but it was in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looks like it was like, you know, the dork store.
It did not. Don't you be mean
he's
to Tim.
Like, he's like, look at me, my modeling pictures.
Don't you be mean to this Tim. Is me.
I would say it to him. He would laugh.
Uh-huh.
You know, the first time I met him, I picked on him by his mustache.
Yeah, you
remember?
Did.
And he thought it was so funny.
He's crying on the inside.
Yeah. He's a really good-looking guy. I don't think he's taking anything I say about his looks seriously.
Yeah, I don't know where that store
but
was.
Yeah, so now that we've talked about the difference between Mount Pleasant and Charleston.
Charleston.
Charleston is over the bridge, and then Mount Pleasant is kind of just like a suburb town.
It separates the beach and Charleston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isle of Palms.
And so the reason I say I don't want to go to Charleston is because Charleston is just, I mean, it's shopping and walking and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, there are plenty of things to do in Mount Pleasant.
There's so many things to do in Mount Pleasant. And we're close to the bridge that takes us over to the beach, because the wedding's actually going to be over on that side near the beach. So, yeah. So we'll just, we can go, hey, we could go to the beach on Saturday just for a walk or something.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Will we hold hands?
If you want to. I mean, I'm going to be dragging you because I walk fast.
Oh, you mean for an exercise walk?
Oh,
I thought you meant for a romantic stroll. For a frolic. I thought we would go for a frolic.
You know, I have never strolled. I don't think I have ever strolled. I'm always in a hurry.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I am.
Your hair looks really cute.
Thank you. It's so curly because I washed it last night, and then I put it in a ponytail wet, went to bed, and...
You never do that.
It looks like worms.
You always dry it.
Not yesterday. See the worms?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Jody has the loudest hair dryer.
bought it for me.
Yeah, I know, but she could be in the bathroom. That's in the bedroom, and I have to turn the TV up, or either I'll just get up and go close the bedroom door.
It sounds like a drill or something. Mm-hmm.
It is so loud.
It's so loud.
If you're a guy, just ask your wife how much she paid for her blow dryer.
Or don't ask her.
I'm thinking men, I always say that men would be shocked. Men that don't pay attention to their wives, not I. But you don't pay attention to such things. You probably are thinking a blow dryer costs $15, $25, something like that. But now they're outrageous.
Yeah. You got me this one several years ago.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I like it, but it is loud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it works.
I use it in the mornings to dry off.
To dry your beard?
No.
To dry your body off?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
That's why sometimes it's got that broom handle tied to it.
Yeah.
So I can reach the troublesome areas.
Sure.
I'm kidding, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's Thursday afternoon at the time of this recording. So we're actually doing the podcast the way we've been saying we want to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not feeling that it's as entertaining.
Really?
I mean, I think I'm doing a great job. But I think your mind is off somewhere else.
No, it's not.
You're not focused.
I am focused.
You're not focused.
Oh, my gosh. I'm focused.
Focus.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we have to take a break now because you've stunk up the joint so much. We got to clear it out. Try to come up
with something
else.
All you've done is complain about me from the time we sat down till now.
No.
Yeah.
Look, you know what a treasure you are to me. You know.
Yeah.
You're my little diamond. Always shining.
Okay.
More coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house is coming up. TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, welcome back. We got everything straight during the break, and Jody will will do better. As the kids say, she's going to do the work. She's going to do the work.
Do the work.
So we're going to Kannapolis, North Carolina tonight. We talk about that all the time because we go all the time. It's a little town. It's a lot of fun because they're having a charity kickball tournament there.
Yeah.
Or kickball game, at least. I don't know what all it is.
And the weather's beautiful today.
And I was telling Riggins this morning on the regular old show that Ace and I invented adult kickball in about 1996 or 97.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. You remember when we did that when we lived in Huntsville?
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't.
We had a whole 2 years. We did the kickball tournament and raised money for the some charity.
So is this another one of those things where you want credit for it or something?
Well, yeah. If we created it, I don't want credit. I just think it's a fun fact.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
Because there are adult kickball leagues all over the country now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a thing whenever we created it. Actually, the idea came up on the air during the show. So, you know what we ought to do? Adults don't ever play kickball. Yeah. We ought to play kickball. So, we did a tournament, and then the radio station played one of the TV news stations in a game, and it was the hit of the town.
They did that on the Golden Bachelorette last week. The men played an adult kickball game. They were funny because they were pulling things and it was a mess.
But I mean, I'm not joking either. There was nobody doing that.
Okay, that's cool. I don't understand though what you want from that.
I mean, if you created something that people are doing all over the country now, and nobody knew about it,
right,
and then you told them, would you want to go, what do you want me to do about that?
No, I'm just saying, is there something you're wanting to gain from that?
No, I just think that people should know.
Okay, I got it.
Because it's important.
Okay.
A little credit wouldn't be bad.
Okay, you know? Noted.
I'm not even asking for money
Hats
or anything.
Hats off to
just
you, buddy.
Just the credit.
Hats off to ya.
Speaking of that Golden Bachelorette. It's an old lady.
She's not that old.
How old is she?
60-something.
Oh, my God.
Anywho.
So it's an old lady, and she's got these old men that are trying to win her hand in marriage. Now, the first, because they do the Bachelor and Bachelorette, and that's a bunch of young people, and they're sickening, just weirdos. but they started off with the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
That was last season.
Yeah.
Now they do the Golden Bachelorette. So this older lady is trying to pick a suitor.
Sure.
From the older men contestants.
Yes.
As I went to bed last night.
Yes.
They were being told. Well, they brought the old men into the room. And then all of a sudden they have a surprise for them. They're going to tell them what their challenge is or whatever for this week.
Yeah.
And these Chippendale dancers came out in their spandex pants and no shirt and doing dance and all that. And then they tell the contestants, these old guys, you're going to have to do a striptease dance. Now, would that ever happen the other way? Would they ever tell those Golden Bachelor contestants, the women, first of all, would they bring strippers out to do a little dance for them?
Sure.
Scantily clad.
Right.
And then say, all right, all you ladies have got to go learn a striptease dance.
No.
For the Golden Bachelor here.
No.
So you can shake it for him.
No.
No, they wouldn't.
Mm-mm. No.
So those men should feel violated.
Did you hear me laughing like I was cackling.
No.
Laughing at that. I mean, they did a great job. They just figured we're up here. We got to do it. So let's just do what we got to do. But I laughed so hard.
It's so offensive.
Why?
For, you know, doing men that way.
Well, first of all, the Chippendales is like a show. It's just a show. So they're just trying to imitate the show.
The Chippendale dancers came out, bulges on display.
Ew.
No shirt.
Yeah.
Oiled up.
But is it a show? Thing. Isn't it not a show that people pay for to go see?
Well, so are regular strippers down at the
It's not a show. It's not like a performance that people buy a bunch of tickets and stuff for.
Well, you think the real Chippendales, if you went to a Chippendales show, what would it be? You think it'd be like a Broadway production?
No,
or something?
I know what it is because it's on every show I watch, it seems like.
Because you watch nothing but sex.
I watch trash.
Smut.
I don't watch sex, but I do watch trashy shows. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's fun for me.
Yeah, Chippendales are in the smut business. They're smut peddlers.
Yeah. Anyway, the Golden Bachelorette guys, they weren't smut. They were cute. They were doing their best, bless.
What did they wear?
One of them was the Nutty Professor. Like, he wore the suit and the glasses and everything, and he was on the heavier side. But
did he strip off?
He just took off his shirt, and his little belly was out there. He was cute.
Is he completely shirtless?
He opened his shirt, and his little belly came out. And then, let's see, another one was like, he looked like military or something. And he did strip down to some gold, I don't know, underwear or something.
Like a Speedo kind of thing?
He was the only one, though, that was in something like that. Yeah. Most of them just opened their shirts. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, they're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
They were all in really great shape.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's degrading to men to make them do that.
Well, send some men to ABC. Tell them. Tell them, man. Fight it. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, I got another crusade going that I'm working on now.
Okay.
I'm trying to get these young people on social media to learn that you don't put voiceovers on top of vocals of songs.
Oh.
Like, you don't, like, the worst thing that you can do in that sort of situation is to have somebody talking over somebody else singing. And I've watched it, and it's gotten out of control.
Did you tell our son?
So now he knows how I am about it.
Did you tell our daughter?
I'm sure I've mentioned before that how ridiculous it is. But now I've started reaching out to people on their social media.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you should never put vocal voiceovers on top of vocals of a song.
And did they say, okay, Papa?
Yeah, there's this one company that was advertising a product.
Uh-huh.
They tried to snap back at me, but I mean,
they probably said, Papa, stop it.
It doesn't matter. Hold on, I'll tell you what I see.
Oh my gosh.
Because
they're probably like, look, Grandpa.
I'm trying to help these people.
Mm-hmm. Did you say it nicely?
I'll read it to you.
Okay.
First of all, I'll play you what it sounded like. If I can find it. Okay, here it is. Here's the video.
Okay. Can't believe you said something.
I know. Where is it?
How do you have
it?
Time for that?
Is it this one?
You're so busy.
This is the best game for bikers. It's called
I hit the wrong button. Oh, I liked it. Come on. You can't hear.
It's a mess.
Okay. So, I didn't say anything rude.
Was it a company?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
It's called Bucket Golf Game. I said, you aren't supposed to talk over the vocals of a song.
No, he didn't.
Roll your eyes at me if you want to.
No, he didn't.
But I'm an expert on this, and I'm 100% correct. I'm just trying to help. So then...
I'm embarrassed for you.
Hold on. So then, they clapped back, as the children say. They clapped back.
Yeah.
And they said, @TJ_Richie. Do you see how many views the original video got? Check out page. I said, @BucketGolfGame. Ha ha. That's great. Seriously, I'm happy for you, and your product looks really fun. That doesn't change the fact the voiceovers should never be done over vocals. And then I hit up another.
And did they respond?
Product. No.
You did another one? What are you?
I'm telling you, I'm trying to get.
Oh my gosh.
I'm working for change, Jody.
I'm dying.
I'm working for
dying.
Change.
I'm so embarrassed for
the
you.
The other one was a page that does everything football. It's called Hurdles.
Uh-huh.
And they played this powerful Nick Saban speech over the Cranberries' Linger. Do you have to let it linger? I mean, and it's just black. And Nick Saban is just, he's going on. And it's the greatest college football coach in history. They play a powerful speech of his, and then they ruin it. Uh-huh. You can't hear what he's saying because they're playing the Cranberries over the top.
So what'd you tell them?
Basically the same thing. I said this post and speech would have been much more powerful if you didn't make Nick Saban's voice compete with the lead singer of the Cranberries' voice.
Did they even respond to you?
No, they didn't. They don't want any of it.
They just said, oh,
they don't
my
want,
gosh.
They
oh.
don't want it.
They're like, please, man, find something to do.
But these kids think they know everything. And
you
I'm going to tell
like
you, the biggest sin in radio, which I am an expert in radio broadcasting.
Yeah.
I am considered one of the most well-respected radio personalities in the history of radio. Not just.
Okay, toot, you know,
whatever,
toot.
But in the history of the industry.
Ugh.
And the biggest sin in radio is for the radio personality or the DJ to talk after the person starts singing. Like you talk over the introduction of the songs and music and you stop talking before the person starts singing. If you keep talking, you call that, you walked on it or stepped on the vocals and, it's just a train wreck. You can't do it.
Is that called taking it to the post?
Taking it to the post is where you stop just before they start singing.
Right. Well, that takes talent, and it's hard. And these people just can't do it.
I know, but all they got to do is put an instrumental under their voices instead of talking over vocals.
But wait, are they talking?
And that's what I'm trying to help them with.
But are they talking through the vocals and then just keep talking when they start singing?
No, that they just started the song with it singing, so it's playing at the same time.
Uh-huh.
The people are
It does
talking.
Sound a mess. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it is just a mess.
But I don't think I'd send them a message about it. I just move on.
Look, but I'm doing it because it's a calling for me. I'm looking at it as a calling to where I can help young people.
Okay.
You know how I love to help young people.
Do you know how busy you have been and the things you've had to do? And you're sitting here telling me you've had time to send these people messages.
How many times, Jody, have I sat down with young people who are trying to get into radio and, you know, take the time to help them with things and all? And of course, they asked. These people didn't ask
These
me.
Kids today don't want any help.
No,
they think they
don't.
Know it all, and they don't care, and we're all dumb.
And that's why I'm having to take the initiative.
They don't care.
To tell them and keep pounding it until they do get the
You're
message.
You're wasting your time.
For their own good.
You're so wasting your time.
It's like my own DARE program.
Uh-huh.
I dare you to start doing your voiceover things right.
Wow.
That's what I'm doing.
You're
All
something
right.
else.
So let's take a break. I got my pressure up.
TJ and Jody's house. TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, so our little activity tonight has officially become the first long pants occasion.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah, but it's going to be cool tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so hot. Turn the side faces.
Really?
Like this, yeah.
Hmm.
Like, we had two cameras, like real people, like, you know, or two or more cameras, and somebody switching them back and forth, then it would be a lot better. But, you know, we're balling on a budget. We're not like Savannah Christie up in here. Savannah Christie. Or, the other podcast that you watch?
Vile Files.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the Who's Your Daddy podcast.
We're not like any of them.
Hmm?
We're not like any of them.
No. And she doesn't watch Who's Your Daddy podcast.
I don't even know what that is.
It's smut.
Well, it's the second, maybe I'd like it.
It's the second most... It's young people smut.
Nope. Wouldn't like it.
It's the second biggest podcast in the world behind Joe Rogan.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just whore talk. That's what they ought to call it. Whore talk. And
what's it called?
The Who's Your Daddy podcast.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of smut. Just a bunch of whore talk. They're dirty whore mouths.
Yeah. Nope. Not interested. Especially if it's young folk.
Yeah. Young people are gross.
The Vile Files, they're pretty young too, though. I mean,
what is that about?
Well, he has a lot of the people I watch on my Bravo and things like that. He had the Mormon wives on there. He's had Gypsy Rose on there.
So it's a gay show?
No.
He's not gay?
No. He's married with a baby.
And he's into all that stuff?
Yeah. Hmm. He was on The Bachelor years ago.
Yeah.
He was The Bachelor. He was on The Bachelorette, and then he was The Bachelor. And you're hush. I'm ignoring you and your nasty.
No way,
smut.
No way, a guy is that interested in Bravo shows and all of that kind of stuff.
He is if it's bringing him money to the bank.
But he's got to be interested in it first before the money comes.
I'd make myself interested.
Yeah.
He's good. I like it. It's him and his wife.
You also. You like all those Bravo shows, though.
I do. I love them.
And you, if I sat around talking about Bravo shows all the time and was all into it, you wouldn't lose respect for me as your husband.
If you and I were doing a podcast like he is.
No. I'm telling you, before the podcast, he had to be into all of it. Mm-hmm. Even if we did.
Well, he was on The Bachelor,
even
for heaven's sakes.
Even if we did the podcast.
Yeah.
And you hear me. You know, going on and on, gossip about Real Housewives and Mormon wives and...
Yeah, it would be weird.
90 Day Fiancé and all of that other crap. You would look at me like I'm a feminine man.
Yeah, probably.
Now, I joke around and I can, I'm not opposed to... Like last week, it was this big hit that I sang a piece of No Business Like Show Business. Mm-hmm. You know, people like that. But, I mean, if I truthfully walked in the house from work every day and go, oh, my God, girl.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Did you hear what that bitch Bethany said last night?
Bethany. Oh, my God. She's not even.
I know, but I don't know any of them. See, and that's good. I don't even know any of them's names.
Okay, good.
I don't know anything about those Mormon wives except they drink something called a dirty Dr. Pepper or dirt something.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So is that the most popular one right now, the Mormon one?
Oh, I don't know. Because that's on Hulu. No.
Yeah.
Is it Hulu?
I don't know.
Yes, it's on Hulu.
So they only talk about Bravo stuff? Your little...
No,
couple?
I just told you he had Gypsy Rose on there and her husband at the time, which, where's she, by the way?
Isn't she pregnant?
Yeah, but I haven't seen much on her lately. Have you?
No.
She's disappeared.
And the only reason I know about her is because it was a crime story.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from Louisiana. It's not that I'm watching women shows and gossiping.
Mm-hmm. He usually has whatever's, popular at the time. He has people on there sometimes, though, that I'm not interested. Like, he has a lot of that... Love is Blind. He has a lot of those, or Love Island, or whatever it is. That stuff doesn't interest me at all.
And look, if he is gay, it wouldn't matter. I would still like him if we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying.
Well, he's not gay.
You don't know that.
He's not.
Okay, well, then it's feminine to keep up with all those gossipy women's reality shows like that.
Anyway. I like it.
Does he act feminine or is
Mm-mm.
he? No, he doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Is he a bull rider?
I mean, he people call in. He'll give them advice. He's pretty straightforward and blunt.
Hmm. Well, most sassy people are.
He's not sassy.
He's sassy.
He's not sassy. Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous. I mean, I look, if somebody's successful and they're not doing anything vile or that's against
vile.
And you know, like disgusting and all, good. You know me. I'm not. I don't begrudge anybody making a good living. Good for them.
I like it.
I'm glad. I'm a true capitalist.
Yeah, I don't. I do watch it when there's somebody of interest on there. And usually I know that because our daughter has sent to me and said, look who's on there. And then I listen.
Does she watch the Golden Bachelorette?
No.
She likes old people, though. She thinks old people
are cute. She'd cry watching that. But no, last night she called me, and you know how she does when she calls and she's doing something and it's loud?
Mm-hmm.
And she was banging and clanging. She was cooking. And so finally, I said, hang on. And I'm listening. I go, look, I said, I'm going to have to go. I said, I am watching the Golden Bachelorette, and I cannot hear. You got pans banging, and I got to go. She goes, okay, go enjoy your show. So, no, she doesn't watch it.
So, it's when she gets doing something, like if I'm cooking and there's nobody around, I'll turn on political podcasts and things like that, or maybe loud music.
She turns on her mother.
Yeah, so she wants to talk to you while she's cooking.
It could be doing laundry, slamming doors, pulling laundry out, buzzers going off. It could be her getting ready for bed, washing her face, brushing her teeth, walking off, because she's FaceTiming me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, you just realized how blessed you are that she wants to talk to you.
I mean, I am.
A lot of mothers would love that.
I do usually talk to her, but sometimes the banging and clanging I cannot handle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But cherish those moments.
I do cherish them.
Cherish them.
I do.
Before long, you'll look up and she'll be grown.
She is grown.
She'll be grown and moved out.
I often think when she does that, I'm like, one day she's going to have kids, I hope, and be married. And she's going to FaceTime me, and my little grandchildren are going to be running around screaming and hollering. And she's going to be trying to talk over them, and I'm going to be like, ugh.
Lindsay, that has started working back on our regular old show, she worked with us years ago.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago was the last time she worked with us, where we had a big conference call today with all the people in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm sorry it's so windy, but I had to just give them my house. She's got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay, but her 4-year-old, y'all have got to go follow Lindsay on social media, because she posts videos of her little girl, Delilah. That is the funniest kid. I've been watching her videos forever. I mean, I'll even send her messages like, can you send me that video? Because it makes me laugh, because she is so cute and she's so funny. I love watching her. But the little boy, I haven't seen much of, but isn't he kind of in the terrible twos right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
yikes.
What she said. She said that
he's a doll.
She just left him in the house. She said, I had to come outside.
I mean, I remember those days. Mm-hmm. I never felt like I had to leave Lainey, but the boy went, mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I was scared to leave him because I was scared he'd burn it down. I mean,
Yeah, he was a bad business.
B-A-D.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
B-A-D.
Uh-huh. But yeah, no, that little girl's funny. I'm going to be best friends with her.
Yeah, well, that's the way I feel.
I'm going to pretend she's my grandchild.
That's the way I feel sometimes when you got nonstop chaos going on in here. I just say, I got to give you the house, and I'll just go outside.
That has never happened, ever.
Yeah. You're just so wrapped up in what you've got going on.
You have never left the house.
You don't even know.
Period.
I've never left the house.
You don't, unless you have to. Mm. You stayed home all weekend this weekend. You didn't leave Saturday or Sunday. Did you realize that?
Hmm. I didn't?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No. I'm just saying you didn't leave.
Yeah.
Because we were busy.
Yeah, and it's finally happened after people have been basically begging, and Jody has been falling down on the job. What? Today, she finally made some pumpkin bread.
Well, because our son, age 21, I said to him, hey, I just sent your sister a boo box, which she's 24, but she's still our little baby. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if you call them boo box.
It's just what we said. I said, I sent your sister a boo box. I said, do you want me to make you a boo box? And he's eating and he turns and looks at me and he goes, what the hell is a boo box? And I said, pumpkin things. And I said, pumpkin, you know, cookies, pumpkin candy, pumpkins to set about in your room. He goes, can I just get some pumpkin bread? So I made the pumpkin bread.
Yeah. So he's been asking for it. Riggins has been asking for it.
Has Riggins behaved? Does he get some pumpkin bread?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Rob doesn't like pumpkin bread, does he?
No.
But I know Rob likes Honeycrisp apples.
He does.
Do you remember he used to have me get those for him?
Oh, when he was little.
But I'm going to send a couple with you so he has a prize too.
All right.
I'm all about making everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
not
tomorrow's
everybody.
Friday, they'll have a great weekend.
Not everyone.
What?
All right. Well, that's it. We've gotten through this. Now we can go on about our day and go get a belly full of beer.
Oh.
Oh, and by the way.
I can't do that. I have a beautiful dress I have to get in.
Yeah. Well, why haven't we had candy corn put out?
I don't do all that anymore. It's not good for us.
Well, I'll go get some then.
You probably have it hoarded in your truck anyway.
What, candy corn? Like, I'm going to go buy candy corn on my own.
And your console.
Mm-hmm.
Eating a little at the stoplights.
Melted candy corn is the best. All right, we got to go. Love you, bye.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care, and we'll see you next week.